It's 11:03 here on SENZ. Ricardo Ball in for Ian Smith. A show brought to you by Brandt, your local John Deere equipment supplier. And coming up this hour, your chance to have a crack with Stumped at winning a $150 TAB bonus bet. We'll also have a look at all the World Cup games coming overnight, and we'll catch up with staff as well. In fact, what we're going to do right now is we're going to talk World Cup with former All White Fred de Jong. G'day, Fred. How are you?
Yeah, morning, mate. How's it going, things?
Yeah, not too bad, mate. Are you getting as little sleep as I am?
Sleep deprivation kicking in?
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Guaranteed, mate.
Up at five this morning, so it was flicking through the game, so that was all good fun.
Yeah, that's what I've been doing.
Games.
10 to 5, time to get the coffee on before kickoff and you're away. That's what it's all about. Yeah, mate, a couple of reasonable games. I thought the Croatians looked very good. They've been a dark horse for me for the tournament, but we should probably start by talking about the darkest of dark horses in Morocco getting up over Belgium 2-0. And, mate, it sounds like there might be a little bit of a fracture in the old Belgian camp because Kevin De Bruyne, after the game, said, you know, people have been saying we're too old and, you know, maybe our best chance was 4 years ago. And then our teammate Jan Vertonghen, who is old, he's about 35, 36, saying, oh, well, maybe our attack's too old, and having it sounded like he was having a bit of a pop. So things not going well for the Belgians.
Yeah, it's always the same when the results aren't flowing easily at the start of the tournament. You know, people start popping off a little bit and you get these internal reactions. Well, I know the Dutch have had that in the past, so it's a familiar sort of territory for some of the European teams. But that's obviously always on the back of results. And that Morocco were outstanding today. They just took the game at Belgium. Had a goal disallowed for offside off a free kick from Hakim Ziyech, and he was brilliant. He was really good. The Chelsea forward, former Ajax player. Really just top match for him. And Morocco were good for the win. It wasn't like Belgium, like they just snuck a win at the end, you know, 2-0, and they deserved it. And I think follows in the footsteps of a couple other big upsets, you know, the Saudi versus Argentina game, the Japan versus Germany game. And that's just adding a lot of spice to this opening group stage of the World Cup.
Yeah, well, I mean, it doesn't get any easier for the Belgians. They've got to play Croatia in the last game. I think you just about say with Canada now officially being out that Morocco, barring an absolute disaster, should get a win there, and they are through Morocco. It's going to be one of Croatia or Belgium to join them, and you'd probably have to fancy the Croatians at the moment.
Yeah, I think so. I think Morocco will go through. I think Belgium, the Croatia were good today. You know, they went goal down after a minute against Canada, and Canada were just fizzing the ball around, were throwing players forward. John Herdman was yelling and screaming on the sideline, as he does now. And, you know, had their tails up, and Croatia were just calm, just kept the ball and slowly just ground them down, and eventually the goals just started flowing. And by the end of it, you know, they were just running through them almost at will. And they got such a good midfield, Croatia. You know, it's not like they're super flash dribblers or whatever, but they're just really good technicians with the ball. Luka Modric, Bosnić, and, you know, and they are brilliant. They are really, I thought they were, again, outstanding today and fully deserve the win and will go through.
Yeah, I mean, that was the thing, the way they played, they just passed their way through that Canadian midfield, you know? I mean, they completely took the press out of the game by the way they played, through their passing game.
Yeah, and you know, Canada had no answer in the end. And so, you know, the couple of tactical shifts up front to get, Kramaric wide, and Croatia were away. I thought, they really... Because Croatia, you see them, and of course they finalists last and 4 years ago, and you know, they had a couple of really good tournaments. But they're always a team that is sort of there or thereabouts. But today, I just thought they were brilliant. They played just the calm nature, how they played was really eye opening.
Yeah, no,
very good, very impressive.
Thought they played well. On the flip side, you know, we saw Costa Rica bounce back after getting thumped 7-0 by Spain. They got a win over Japan today, 1-0. Here's a stat for you, Fred. I know you love a stat. Costa Rica in 90 minutes had two touches in the Japanese penalty area and won 1-0.
Are they the most boring team to ever go to a World Cup? It's just like, you know, you've been spanked by seven. So obviously your goal difference is a disaster, and you're gonna, you know, you have to come out and do something in the game, and they sit back as a 5-4-1 as a massive low block. Japan have, you know, chance after chance, free kicks on the edge of the box, they're peppering the goal, and then they pop up and score a goal, and they go, oh, and the coach will go, yep, perfect tactical game, and you go, my God, you guys are boring.
Yeah.
And we saw that against the All Whites. And we're seeing it at the World Cup as well.
Well, there's a question for you, mate, because I asked a couple of people this after the Spain game. Would Danny Hayes All Whites have lost 7-0 to Spain?
No, I don't think so. I think we would have got well beaten, but I don't think we wouldn't have conceded seven. And the thing in those, and we're seeing it in a lot of the games, when the big teams score early, they do well. Mm. They go on with the job. It's that first goal that just breaks the game open, and I think New Zealand would have been able to hold the ball a little better than Costa Rica. Certainly would have given probably more effort right through to the end of the game, and that probably would have been enough. And maybe Spain would have taken the foot off the pedal. But we've seen, you know, when New Zealand play these sorts of teams, France, Spain, you know, the scores get up to 4-5, 5-0 quite quickly. And then if these big teams, if they needed to score double figures, they probably could just run out and do it. But in the end, they just, you know, ease off and manage the game and manage their injuries and their workload. Because you've got to think, this tournament, it's a compressed tournament anyway. Mm. You know, normally we only have three games a night. This tournament, we're having four games a night, you know, because the whole thing's squeezed in. So teams, you're seeing a lot more rotation in teams because they have a day less rest than normal.
Well, I was going to say, because that's the other thing is, I mean, I think the All Whites under Danny Hay would have probably given Spain more to think about defensively, so they probably wouldn't have committed the same amount of numbers forward. But conversely, now that we've had that discussion, could the All Whites have got a win against Spain? Sorry, against Japan, because I don't know that they would have.
No, I don't think so. I don't think so. I think too much pace, the Japanese. And Japanese, I thought, were quite good. You know, in the early stages of that game, they were just with a real, really good energy, but couldn't find a way to score. And that's been the Achilles heel of a lot of Japanese teams. They have a lot of possession, they have a lot of territory. They lack that one really, really... They lack a Lewandowski, a Benzema, you know, that sort of out-and-out goal scorer who's going to just slot the ball in, has a bit of height, a bit of presence about him. They don't have those. They don't develop those players. And it shows in these sort of tight games. I don't have that person who's going to crack the game open.
Yeah, no, I agree with you, and that's a problem, I think, for a few club, few teams at this World Cup, mate. We saw Spain v Germany. That was the late game. I had Spain to win this to nil at the TAB, paying 450, mate. So you can imagine how stoked I was to see Germany equalise at 86 minutes, whatever it was. But I mean, the Germans are a team exactly like what you say. They don't have a striker.
No. And Timo Werner injured, so even though he's not an amazing goal scorer, so they've gone for the big man. Füllkrug comes on and pops in the winner, the equalising goal. But I actually thought Germany deserved the draw, deserved the point. I think they gave a lot to the game, especially in the second half. They pushed forward, and yeah, now it creates an interesting dynamic within that group, you know, when they have to score some goals against Costa Rica. So that'll be, you know, you'll see a German side that are actually going to go forward and try and spank in some goals to get their goal difference up. Reasonable sort of game. It's like a typical big heavyweight European World Cup group stage game where, you know, technically very good, tactically, you know, very good. Not as much excitement and energy as some of the other games, but you know, a good easy watch, which was and for Germany, you know, they needed a point and they managed to squeak it home.
Yeah, they managed to get it home. I mean, this now plays out interestingly. Germany, as you mentioned, have Costa Rica. Japan play Spain. There's every chance that Japan can get a point off Spain, I think, based off what we've seen from them. Spain aren't, I don't think, are another team that, I know they scored 7 against Costa Rica, but they were poor. They probably lack an out-and-out goal scorer as well. Morata's not quite there, I don't think. Yeah. No, if that happens, no. The Germans are going out, and as a Dutch fan, I can only imagine that makes you happy.
Happy in one sense. It's always nice to see the big guns get through the group stage, but no, I mean, you know, you can't have such a big upset to lose against Japan, and then you know, you got to win your next two games to be sure of it, and they haven't done that, Germany. So yeah, they would deserve to go home, and yeah, it's you lose something out of the tournament, but in another way, it's nice to see some of the sort of lower ranked teams get through. We see that in other groups as well. It'd be nice to see Australia get through. I don't think they will, but it'd be nice to see Aussie get through. Definitely be great if Morocco get through. They're a good side. But so, yeah, not too many tears being shed in the De Jong household for Germany.
No, I can imagine. Well, on your Dutch side then, a good win first up and then a draw against Ecuador, who looked to be the second-best team. I expect them to beat Senegal. You've got Qatar last, who look decidedly average, so you should get a win there. How far away do you think Memphis Depay is from seeing some game time?
Yeah, Holland need Depay. They need, you know, he's come on, got an hour, I think, the last game. They need him fit and scoring, basically, because they're a bit lightweight up front as well, like many of the teams. And you know, the Dutch are always the Dutch. They play well through the middle of the park. They can bring the ball forward, but can they put it in the net? It took them a long time to score against Senegal, and you know, obviously they didn't score against Ecuador. They drew 1-1, didn't they? The Dutch team, I think, it lacks a bit of depth and it lacks a bit of firepower up front. So probably a Dutch side that'll go to the round of 16, come up against the USA, I would think, maybe get past them, and then it's England, probably most likely. And so, that's a toss-up match at that point. But the Dutch will be the Dutch. They pass well. Don't score enough goals, really.
All right, mate. And before we let you go, let's have a quick look at tomorrow's games. We've got tonight at 11 o'clock, Cameroon versus Serbia. I like the Serbian team. They gave Brazil a lot of problems for a long time. I think they should have too much for Cameroon. What do you think?
Yeah, I agree. I think I've got Serbia squeaking through on that one, like 1-0, 2-1, something like that. I thought they were okay as well.
Yeah. South Korea versus Ghana. The Ghanaians gave Portugal a bit of a fright. South Korea had a nil-all draw first up with Uruguay, and they probably were lucky to get a point out of that one. You reckon Ghana could sneak something here?
Yeah, I think Ghana, the African team, could get a win here. Probably the thing in this game, there'll be a lot of empty seats. Looking around the stadiums, there's a lot of empty seats. I don't know where everyone is, but this will be a game where probably there's going to be a lot of those in the stand.
They've all stayed home where they can have a beer, mate. I think that's where they are. 5 o'clock tomorrow morning, Brazil play Switzerland. Brazil going to be without Neymar. I've said a couple of times today that I actually think Brazil might be harder to contain without Neymar, just because you know that when he's playing, it's all going to go through him. If they play Richarlison at 10 and Jesus at 9 and then have, you know, Rodrigo and Anthony or whoever playing on the wings, I think it's harder to read.
Yeah, I agree. And I think that when Neymar's not there, you get more energy. You know, he walks around and waits for the ball to come to him, and then obviously does very little defending. And I think and this is probably a trap that the Brazilians fall into, they think, oh, you know, you've got to play your big name. And sometimes it's better just to play the sort of the lesser light, so to speak, even though Jesus, man, that's a pretty good lesser light to bring on. And you can get more out of that. There's more unpredictability about the way you can play. Richarlison, goal of the tournament so far, so he's in a bit of good form and confidence. So Yeah, I agree with you, mate. I think it'll be interesting to see them without Neymar, and they could be better.
Yep. Yeah, I think they could be. It's going to be an interesting one. I think they'll have too much for Switzerland. You?
Yep. Yep. I agree. I think Brazil. You talk probably between Brazil, France, Spain, are probably the most impressive teams at the tournament at the moment.
And then that leaves us with Portugal versus Uruguay. This was my game before the tournament that I thought if there was an option for game with the most cards, I'd be all over this one. But unfortunately, it wasn't an option.
Kickfest, absolute kickfest. This will be Argentina, Mexico, exactly the same. There won't be much football played, I don't think.
No, I mean, this could be a draw. I think maybe a one-all, something like that.
Yeah, I think low scoring draw. It'll be nil or one-all. I agree with you. I think it'll be something like that, and you'll probably see Ronaldo diving around the box a lot.
Yeah,
I would think he's already got picked up one penalty for himself. He might be trying to do a bit more of that.
Well, actually, that ties into a text we got here from Stephen. He said, a few years ago, we wrote to FIFA about diving, and the reply we got said, we have instructed referees to immediately issue a yellow card, and it was signed by Sepp Blatter. What happened to that?
Slipped away, maybe in a paper bag somewhere, mate.
And Ken's asked us, what chance do you give the Dutch or the Portuguese?
I think probably for both of them, around quarterfinals, I'd say. And then, quarterfinals, and then Dutch. I think it'll be Holland, England. We could go to the semis because I think we could beat England unless they get a bit more positive on the whole thing. I think they're just playing too defensively at the moment and just worrying about it too much. They've got every single one of their players plays in the Premier League, and you're going, it's the quickest league going. So just play really fast. Just use all that pace and get Phil Foden on the pitch, man. Why are you leaving him on the bench? He's one of the best players in the world. You know, work out a system to get your best players on the pitch. And then Portugal, I think, will be the same quarterfinalist, mate.
Yeah. All right. Good stuff, Fred. Thanks for your time today, mate. Go well, and make sure you don't forget to buy more coffee while you're out today.
Excellent, mate. Cheers, man.
Cheers. Fred de Jong there with us, former All White, talking the FIFA World Cup. We'll have some highlights from this morning's games next.